Nozir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vov. Here we have in the Mishnah one of the most interesting dinim in the whole parasha of Nazirus. There's something over here that we don't find any place else in Kol HaTorah Kula. Normally, a father has a son Katan. There's no halachas that a father has, doesn't have bailus on his son. He doesn't own him and he can't create dinim. At least with a father and a daughter, there are halachas that he can marry her off. He could be made for Nidorel, we learned in Mesach Nidorim. A father with a son of cotton, he has a choyvas chinuch. He has a mitzvah chinuch, a mitzvah to teach him Torah and so on. But that's it. There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's a one-time halacha. That ho'ish madir is b'noi b'nozir. That a father could meet mikabel naziris on his son. Hareini, I'm making naziris on my son. He says, harei ploini b'ni nozir. He's kaveh that his son should become another, his son becomes another. There's one day in the Gemara that's only Durabonon, Kidei Lechant Chibimitzvah, the Gemara's Doichem. Because Lamaisa, if you think about it, we're going to see that he goes through the whole Seder Yisurei Nazirus, the Ben HaKotten. That means not the Ben HaKotten is not Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs. The father is Mechuyiv to keep in the son the Dinei Nazirus. He has to watch his son from Tumas Meis, from Shtias Yayin, to Glachas, so on. But the halacha is that the son is, Lamaisa is gonna, he's gonna have to be Kabbonis. If it's only Midirabbana, the Kabbonis are Chulun Bazara. So it's Mistabit Din Derais, and the Gemara says, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Others tie into that it could only be from an age, he can be Mechanichim. But again, the Pashtus is that the halacha over here, the father will have to watch him. Even if he's a 3-year-old child, he's running around, you can't stop him from running with his mason, you can't stop him from Shtias, you're gonna have to stop him. That's the halacha. The father's mechuyev to bring his kabbonis, the father's mechuyev to make sure that he keeps the nazirus. L'maisa, this halach is limited to a father and a son. Ho'ish mader is b'noi b'nozir, ve'eno ish maderes is b'no b'nozik. The halach of Moshe Mesinai, as I state, it's only a father with a son, it's not a father with a daughter, it's not a mother with a son, and so on. Those are the rules. Svara, we don't know the svara. Halach of Moshe Mesinai. Choyvas chinuch, maybe the ikir choyvas chinuch is the father with the son, that's together, but it's all halach of Moshe Mesinai. There's another fascinating part of this halacha Moshe was saying, and that is that normally Nazirus is created. Nobody else could have a say in whether the Nazir keeps Nazirus. A husband could be meifer al to regular halacha of hafaras nedarim, but nobody could be meicha on the state of Nazirus. Over here we have a halacha that the father can make his son into a Nazir, but it's contingent on the son, even though he's a katan, accepting and being benichusa with the Nazirus. Not only that, but even a korev who's moicha and does a maisa to say he's not going along with the Nazirus, it's very hard to understand that svara, but that's the halach of Moshe Mesinai. The Mishnah says, Ketzad, gilach eshul guchu krevav, the son takes a haircut, eshul guchu krevav, his krevav megaleachim, micha eshul michu krevav, he was moicha, krevav were moicha, who exactly are the Kroivim? It's also not from Fureshes. Hoysel le behema mefureshes. If you had a behema that was clearly designated, delineated, for one of the Karbonis, it's mevatel the Nazirus, and we have the same chazar of the halachas. If a behema was hufresh and it's a chatos, so the Nazirus was here till now, and now the Nazirus is off, hachatos tomus, v'oilo tikra v'oilo, the chatos has to be Thomas, because that's the halacha of all chatois, that no longer have a miskaper. Va'ilo tikav va'ilo can be brought hashlam yikur shlamim. V'necham liyem echod ve'enetun lochem like the halachas that we had before. Ha'iloi mois stumin yiplul nedava. The whole mois that was put away for the kavanas nazir could fall in a nedava like we had before. Mois mefurashim, so you can't now divert them to nedava to make chatos. Treat as a chatos. Yechol liyam amelach, like we learned. He'll bring a shlomim, exactly the halachas that we had before. Now these are all halachas in a father with a son, contingent on the acceptance nichus of the son and of the kroivim. Mishnah Zayin, ho'ish megaleach al nazirus aviv. There's such a halacha that a father became a nazir. Mois was set aside. Karbonis was set aside. For the father's Nazirus, they could be brought for the son's nezirus. The son epis could yashin his father's nezirus legabi the kabbonis, legabi money that was put aside for kabbonis. Again, it's halacha mishum sinai. Ve'eno yisho migalachas al nezirus avir. The daughter is not considered being yerush her father in this way, where the kabbonis that was set aside for the father's nezirus could suffice for her kabbonis. Now again, in a regular korban, we don't have this halacha. A father set aside money for his own korban ayla. So then, let's say the father dies, so the money will be used to bring korban ayla, but the son will not be yaitzev. He also was mechayev himself a korban ayla to use the money of the father or the korban of the father. He won't be yaitzev with that. This is a bazunda halacha nezirus. It could be that the halacha meishim sinai conceptually are related to each other. Avivite, the father can make nezirus for benoi. So we see that nezirus is something that has to do with the relationship between a father and a son. It all goes into the fact that these halachas, nedarim, nazir, and seder noshim, that some of these halachas, the same way there's hafaras nedarim, here's another halacha nazir which is totally in a familial structure. The father and the son, the father has a chayv aschinuch on his son, he has a din yerusha, where the son is kom b'mokim aviv. It's stronger than the regular din yerusha of a brother, of a cousin, or whatever. A father and a son, the pshat is the son is kom takas aviv. The sugyas in Bava Basra that seem to say that the significance of a ben yerush is a different type of significance. The halacha of Eshem Sinai might be related to that, in that a son can step, so to speak, into his father's shoes, legabe kim nizirusoi, with the mois that was left over by his father. That's, however, only if the mois was stumen. It was set aside for kamanis of nazir. If it was set aside for the chatos of the father, nezirus, the oil of the father's nezirus, the shlam of the father's nezirus, then not. Because there was already chal legabe a specific nazir. Again, would we say any of this in svar? It's all halacha meishim sinai. So lamaisa, the halacha is over here only legabe a father and a son. He made his nezirus having in mind that he's going to use the mois of his father. That's not the halacha that we're talking about. The halacha that a son could step into his father's shoes is not where the son was mekabel a nezirus al menasta, he's going to use his father's money. And the understanding of this is that when the father died, the mois was chal in it that it's not going to be used for that nezirus anymore. It was chal in it that ziplu l'nedavo. Now the son can't divert it. He can only divert mois stumim l'nezirus if it was oimid lekach. If it was oimid to be used also for his nezirus, which we see as a stepping into his father's shoes. What would be the case? What's the other case of this halacha meishim sinai? Misha Yehuva Aviv Nazirim, they were both Nazirim. So then, as soon as his father died, we see him stepping into his father's shoes, legabi the kiyum of the Nazirus, and Mele steps into his father's shoes, legabi the shtapshus of the Mois. It's oimid to be used for his Nazirus. Zeo Shem Galeach al Nazirus Aviv. Lamaisa, the Rishonim, they have a totally different gesa, the Mamash Gairus Faket. Their Gairus, that's only where the father was a Nazir, the father died. So now the son could say, I'm taking on a Nazirus, so to speak, I'm taking over my father's Nazirus. That's where this Yerushas Ben Al-Oviv is in Hilchos Nazirus. Masha'enken, if the father and the son were Nazirim, the son was a Nazir B'chai Oviv, so then the son has an independent Nazirus. We don't see his Nazirus as a Hemshech of the father's, and then he can't step into his shoes, like I'll be using the money. That's Lefi that Gerson. The Gemara has a very Chikava Shiloh over here on Daf Lamed. What happens if the father, it was a familial thing, the father had two sons that were Nazirim. Is this that the son is Megaleach al Nazirus Ovav? It's a halach in Hilchos Nazirus, not Shaykh the Pashas Yerusha. So maybe one son could step in, I don't know, figure it out between the two of them, they'll make a Geirul. Or no, it's a Chelik Yerusha. So maybe each son will be Yerush, half of the Mois, and maybe each son could step into the Nazirus Ovav, they got to be half the money. The Rambam's Meisim on this. What happens if one son's a Bechor? So one son will get Pishnayim in the Mois Nazirus to step in to use the money. It's a very unique halacha that we don't have in other places in the Torah.